Hi there, this is Jacob Msipa, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
So yes, Peter, in the by your soul, amen. Winning your soul. Started last week, and I believe that Mfundisi introduced it in a beautiful manner, and we were all challenged to embark on a journey of winning our souls. The Bible says he who wins souls is wise. How much more the one who wins his own? How much wisdom do you have? Because sometimes you can win the souls of others and yours have it perish. So you are wise, you are even wiser, I believe, if you are contending to win your own soul. But in most cases, there are people who have even ran away from themselves so much in such a way that even when the word is being preached and it is going to help them in their hearts, in their souls, in their spirit, they push it to next door neighbor because they don't want to confront themselves with key questions. They don't want to confront themselves with the way that God would want them to live their lives. It's the year to live. We have even said, we have even declared since the beginning of the year. So, but many of us are not living. Many of us are merely existing. Sometimes when you just merely exist, you are waking up in the morning and everything else seems to be okay except that which happens in the inside of you. So when we are saying you need to win your soul, we are talking about the fact that you need to be at peace with people and be at peace with yourself. Because there are people who are happy when they have other people around, but when they are confronted with themselves, all by themselves at night, they cannot stand themselves. And that is not the will of God for us as his children. God wants us to be at peace when we are around people and at peace when we are all by ourselves. And that will only be possible if we embark on a journey of winning our souls, amen, and allowing God to win our souls. So obviously that is our theme for the month, and the subject still on the conquer your soul. Amen. Conquer your soul. I'm sure Mfundisi played the video clip for you guys last week. Amen. That that guy who was saying you have been conquering and taking Savannah bucket at conquer. When are you going to conquer the dishes? Eh? So okay, when are you going to conquer your soul? You do well in conquering many other things. You do well. But it's time that you conquer your soul. The battle for the soul is a serious one. It is a difficult one and a very challenging one. However, it is possible for you to conquer your soul. It's a serious battle. It's the battle that the enemy is fighting with God and also fighting with you. The devil wants to win your soul. The devil does not care about your speaking in tongues. The devil does not care about your lifting up of hands and singing. The devil just wants your soul. As long as he has your soul, he doesn't mind. He will let you go to church. He will let you serve at church. He will let you do whatever that you want to do. As long as he has your soul, then he knows that he has you where he wants you. So it's a serious battle that we need to make sure that we are sensitive enough to learn to conquer our souls. Because if you don't conquer your soul, it's going to give you problems of never enjoying the life that God gives to you. Amen. If you don't conquer your soul. So it's a serious battle. But then praise be to God, because the Bible calls us those who are more than conquerors. Amen. It says we are more than conquerors through Christ. Amen. Amen. We are more than conquerors because he has loved us. So when the Bible calls us, we are more than conquerors, it means that the battle of the soul is something that we can be able to win. Yeah. Hallelujah. So when we talk about conquer, we are talking about overcoming or taking control of a place or a people. Just like when in the military, when they go and they fight maybe a nation, when they say they have conquered that nation, it means they have taken over that nation. So when you conquer your soul, you take over the ownership of your soul. Because remember, even Amsho Mfundisi taught us last week that we are a tripartite being. We are people who are spirit, who have a soul, and we live in the body. So we have a soul. The soul is ours. We have control over the soul. However, the enemy has taken our souls and has made it to be what he wanted to be. So that is why then it is from our souls that we are able to do things that when we sit down and we ask ourselves, why did we do these things? We are not proud of ourselves. It is because the enemy wants to hold on to our souls, but we can conquer our souls. We can take over our own souls. We can control our own souls. Hallelujah. A soul who is not under authority is ungovernable, can never be able to be taken care of in the manner that God would want it to be taken care of. It can also be influenced either to build or to destroy its owner. So when the soul is not governed by any form of authority, if you are not governing your soul, or if God is not governing your soul, then your soul will influence you in a manner that will destroy you as the owner of that soul. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 13, verse number 1. It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. So you know, the soul is not supposed to be subject to the higher powers that they talk about in the social media. The Bible says there is no any other power but God. So your soul needs to be subject under the power of the Almighty God. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter number 16, verse number 26. Matthew 16, verse number 26. The Bible says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? This is a business language. The soul is so valuable to God, and the soul is also valuable to the devil. The soul is also supposed to be valuable to us. Because we are here on earth and we relate to those who are around us. We build relationships and we do things that flowing from our souls. So soul connects us to man and spirit connects us to God. That's how much valuable the soul is. That's why the enemy wants it, because he wants to control the world. And he cannot control the world except by which he uses us. And he knows that he cannot be able to use us unless he has our souls, because that's how we connect with others. So it's a business language that I see on this scripture. Profit is a business language. Losses is a business language. Gains is a business language. A language of exchange. Money for goods. Money for services. It's a business language. So that's why the enemy can trade anything for your soul. And you will know when the devil is trading with your soul, when you are busy prospering at the expense of your soul. That's how you will know that whoever is trading right now has got nothing to do with God. So you will know that the one who is trading in my prosperity right now is not God, because my soul is busy dying. But when it is God who is trading in as far as prosperity is concerned, then it is even as your soul prospers. So you must learn and understand that when you are drifting away, further and further away from God, and you are becoming maybe richer, you are becoming maybe busier, you are becoming maybe even more cold, towards the things that mean a lot to God in your life, then you must know it is not God trading. It is the enemy trading, because the enemy can give you whatever that you want as long as he can have your soul. That's his language of trading. That is he. That is an exchange rate, if I may call it that. It's your soul, or you can get anything. If you don't believe me, you can go and read the story of Jesus. Jesus himself, how about us then? Because even Jesus himself, the enemy said, come, I will give you all the kingdoms of this world. I will give you all of these things. He showed him all of these nice things. And then he says, only if you can bow. So it had got nothing to do with anything else. It was not about kingdom to kingdom per se, but it was about him getting his soul. Then he can give him whatever it is that he needed. So we need to make sure that in this transaction, whoever gains and whoever profits, it is you and God. Yeah. Whoever loses and whoever loses profit, it must be the enemy. It must never be you. It must never be God. Amen. It's a business transaction. It's very important that you take care of your soul, because the devil is gambling with your soul. It's just that you are not aware of it. But he's gambling with your soul. He's trading with your soul. There's nothing that he wants more than your soul. Nothing. That's why it is of great importance that we surrender our souls to God. Amen. Not just only our spirits, but our souls. Amen. It is important because in the book of James, chapter number 4, verse number 7, I'm reading it in the Passion Translation. It says, so then, surrender to God. Stand up to the devil. Stand up to the devil. Resist him, and he will flee in agony. So the devil is scared of you because he knows that you have the power over your soul. So when he wants to trade and he wants to take your soul, he is also scared. But when you stand up against him and when you resist him by knowing what to do when he comes for your soul, then he will flee. And the Bible says, not just flee, but in agony, because he knows that the fire of the Lord is against him. Amen. The fire of the Lord is even backing you up. Amen. When you resist him to have your soul. We need to be those who surrender. We must stop resisting and let the enemy, we must never let the enemy win, but we need to submit to authority. That is what surrender is. It is to stop resisting to an enemy or opponent and submit to their authority. So vice versa, it's the same thing when you surrender to the Lord. You surrender to God. You stop resisting. You give your heart and you give your soul to the Lord. So when we are in the flesh and we are flirting with the things of the world and valuing the things of the world more than we value the things of God and the things of the Spirit and the things of the kingdom of God, we are in danger. We are in danger of becoming a target of the enemy to win over our souls, because the battle is for our souls. It's not for anything else. The devil does not care about you having money. The devil wants your soul. Yeah. So when we are in the flesh, we are in danger of becoming targets for the enemy to have our souls. You will remember when Lot and Abraham had to be separated. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter number 12, it says, and Lot settled next to Sodom. He was not in Sodom, but he was settled next to Sodom. Just by being next to Sodom, he was a target of the enemy because he was very close. So it happens that sometimes we think we can handle things. And then we say to ourselves, I'm just going to be near. There is nothing wrong with being near. But even being near causes you to become a target of the enemy. Never position yourself in a place where you become the target of the enemy. Because the enemy wants your soul. The enemy wants your soul. And then the enemy will say, will cause you to argue and say, I'm just next to it, I'm not there. But Lot was next to Sodom until he was destroyed. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 7, the Bible says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Also in James chapter number 4, verse number 4, the Bible says, do you not know the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Automatically. And also in the Passion Translation, the very same James chapter number 4, verse number 4, it says, don't you know that flitting with the world's values places you at odds with God? Whoever chooses to be the world's friend makes himself God's enemy. So we need to surrender to God and live. We need to surrender to God and make sure that we subject our spirits, we subject our hearts, we subject our souls to God himself. We must surrender through obedience, and we must also surrender through his word. Amen. Amen. Remember that the soul is the center of our thoughts. Mfundisi probably taught us this last week, that it is the center of our thoughts. It is the center of our emotions and our will. And remember, in our thoughts, the thoughts are, that's our mind. And our emotions are our feelings. And our will is the way that we desire. So the soul is the center where, so the soul is like the machine that produces where the feelings come from, where desires come from, where thoughts come from. When we are talking about the soul, that's what we are talking about. We are talking about a place where we think, a place where we feel, a place where we desire. And the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit is our helper. He is able to influence these three forces in us if we can just yield to him. These are forces because they can cause you to follow them. Sometimes you can follow your thoughts without you even wanting to follow them, knowing very well that you are not thinking in line with the will of God. But your thoughts are so powerful, they become a force and they cause you to do things that you are not supposed to do. Even your desires. That is why maybe God then says, I will give you the desires of your heart. Because then maybe he trusts himself with the desires that he can give us. Because if he can leave them to our souls, hey, it's going to be a serious problem, because then we will desire according to the condition of our souls. Because if your soul is contaminated, then you will always desire for the downfall of others. Knowing very well that it is wrong to desire for the downfall of others, but in your heart you are always desiring for others not to do well in their lives, not to do well at school, not to do well in their marriages, not to do well in their businesses, because the condition of the soul gives you the desire. But this morning, may we be those who contend for the desires that come from God himself. He says, I will give you the desires of your heart. May God give us the desires, because we cannot trust our souls. We are busy winning our souls. That is why we are here even this morning. It is because we want to win our souls. Hallelujah. So we need to engage the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when he fills us so that he can help us. Because the Bible says he is our helper. And he is our helper on a daily basis. The Holy Spirit is not only our helper when we are preaching on Sunday. The Holy Spirit is not our helper when we are singing on Sunday or playing instruments or hosting or even seated down listening to the message so that we can have proper understanding of what the word of God says. He's not only our helper in such days, but he's our helper daily, and he wants us to be filled with himself. God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that he can be able to help us. The reason why the Holy Spirit is able to help us is because he has the same forces within himself. He has the same forces within himself. He's the right person to help us. He has the mind, and therefore he thinks. The Bible speaks of the mind of the Spirit in Romans chapter number 8, verse number 27. It says, now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So the Holy Spirit has the mind. He thinks. The Holy Spirit has got emotions. He feels. The book of Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 30, the Bible says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed to the day of redemption. So you must not grieve the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit does what? Has got feelings. He has got emotions. Amen. The Holy Spirit has got the will. The Holy Spirit desires. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 11, it says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. The Holy Spirit has got the will. He desires. So he has got the emotions. So when you feel all sorts of emotions, the Holy Spirit daily can help you to have good emotions. Because let me tell you something. The enemy wants you to own each and everything that he has given you in your soul as your own. It's not about your star sign that you are always quiet in the morning. It's not. It's the enemy who has given you that emotion and you own it. And now you want everyone around you to own it. It has got nothing to do with you being a vicar or whatever the case may be. It's not your star sign. It's the enemy contending for your soul. Because he knows if he can make you mean to everyone, you will have no relationships. By the time you are old, you will have no one. Because you killed everyone along the way in their emotions because of your star sign. This thing has got nothing to do with your star sign. This thing has got nothing to do with your date of birth. This thing has got everything to do with the condition of the soul. Because what are you thinking about when you are keeping quiet and everyone is saying hello? What's happening here? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. The enemy is busy saying things in your mind, causing you to think of things, saying that they are looking at you funny. That is why when you get to work in the morning, they even know that you are not going to talk to them. But the actual problem is not that you are not talking to them because you don't want to talk to them. It's because you are busy thinking here. Something is going on here in your soul, in your thoughts, in your mind. It has got nothing to do with your star sign or your date of birth. Nothing. Let me liberate all the husbands here. Lamamutsa wavele enkosini. Avela kusathane uqobo lwakhe. It's the condition of the soul. Umthatha uthi asambeni sesontweni. Asambeni sesontweni ke, you must conquer yourself. Hey! Must conquer your soul. The salvation and prosperity of your soul. Because you love this person, however, you can't deal with the soul. Because it's the soul that connects to the husband. It's the soul that connects to the wife. It's the soul that connects to colleagues. It's the soul that connects to business partners. It's not the spirit. That is why you are able to karabashanda here and Monday morning no one is talking to you. It's the soul. It's the condition of the soul. Because then it says in your head, everyone does not like me. This one does not like me. Do you think that's God? No. Cannot be God. That is why you are, it's a defense mechanism. It's a defense mechanism that before they hurt me, let me hurt them. Because the soul has been hurt so much. in such a way that it has built this wall of a defense mechanism in such a way that baze bathi awungeneki yini indaba ungangeneki ngempela. When we are standing ungangeneki. Bathi umthetho wakho ungabavumeli abantu bathi umthetho wakho into ebhedayo. Umthetho wakho awube into right. If there is anyone who's going to say umthetho wakhe, if the husband has got to explain to the friends when they come and visit, bathi umthetho wakhe. Ake kube umthetho wakhe ukuthi wenze ijuice. Hayi ukuthi umthetho wakhe ukuthi uzivalele ekamerweni. It's the condition of the soul. Conquer your soul. The Holy Spirit is able to help us because he also has emotions. He understands when he is grieved. That is why when you are a preacher or when you are a singer or when you are doing anything that has got to do with the Holy Spirit in the house of the Lord, you will know when he leaves. You will know and you will want to finish off and say amen. See you next week. Whereas nobody else is seeing what's going on, but when you know he's no longer here, he's grieved. He has got emotions. He can be grieved. He can be grieved by you at work becoming something that he does not know you to be at church. He can be grieved. He has got emotions. He knows. He can help you. The problem is that we never open up to him to say, here is what is going on. Here is the condition of my soul. We need to be like Jesus Christ. When he hung at the cross of Calvary, he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Because he knew that even though the spirit was contaminated, but it is safe in the hands of the Father. But most of us, our problem is that even though we know our souls are safe in the hands of the master, we run away with our souls. We say, Lord, have my spirit. Be satisfied with my spirit. Have my spirit. That is why you will come and become somebody else on the stage and become somebody else at work. Become somebody else at church and become somebody else at home. It's because you don't want God to tamper with the condition of your soul. You are relevant to God. That is why you are even fooled by us crying when you are preaching, crying when you are singing, crying when you are doing things. That's spirit to spirit. What about the soul? When you connect to others immediately after church, when 10 o'clock hits, immediately after church, in the car, u drive kanjani? Why unga drive wena mangabe kuthi mhlawumbe ubone ukuthi I driving ngamkhonyana wakhe ayihambi kahle? Why unga drive wena? Asiqede namhlanje le ndaba. It's the soul. It's the soul. Usekishini baba ubheka izimfaduko, ubheka uanto osizayo, awukahle mphemi. Kanjani? U-anti ukhuluma nomama, u-anti ukhuluma nobaba. Ngoba yonke into fanele iphathwe uwena. It's the soul. It's the soul. The Holy Spirit can help us with our desires. The Holy Spirit can help us with the way we desire. I said earlier on, he says, I will give you the desires of your heart. Because he knows if we can desire as we will, it's going to be disastrous in our lives. The Holy Spirit can help us with our thoughts, our thought patterns. It's our thought patterns that will cause us to make great mistakes that can never be amended. It's our thought patterns that will cause us to even kill good and godly relationships that God has given to us. It's our thought patterns that are going to tell us that there is something wrong with other people, whereas there is nothing wrong. Those that God has called for you. But you will push them away because of what you are thinking. The enemy can take hold of your thoughts and cause you to think in a manner that will always bring you down. The thoughts of failure. The thoughts of poverty. Don't own those thoughts. They are not yours. It's the enemy because of the condition of the soul. And there is not much that we can do about what we have been through growing up. But there is a lot we can do about our future. Amen. The Holy Spirit is here for that. Amen. There is nothing we can do. We cannot change our past. That is why you need to forgive yourself. And cause your past to actually know that you are now a new creature. You're a new creature. You are born again. You are a child of God. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Even in your thoughts, the new can come. Only if you can allow God to use His Holy Spirit to even recondition your thoughts, recondition your souls. Because it is everything that you feed your soul that you become in the future. But now you can change the narrative. You cannot dwell in the past forever. Yes, it happened. Yes, it was painful. Yes, it was disappointing. Yes, it was traumatic. However, don't let the enemy hold on to your soul by reason of what he has done to you. Don't make him win twice. Don't make him win twice. Make him suffer. Don't make him win twice. He hurts you by what he did or by whatever it is that he was plotting against you. When he orchestrated that divorce, he was trying to hurt you. And yes, you were hurt. And yes, the wound was very, very deep. However, don't allow him to win twice. Yes, he has won. It's okay. It's in the past. There is a future that is bright. There is a future that is amazing. There is a future that God has. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are to prosper you, never to harm you. They are for a great future. Amen. Don't allow him to win twice. Amen. Never. Amen. Say, not under my watch. You won't have my soul. You won't have my soul. You will not have my soul. The Holy Spirit is here to help us. The Holy Spirit is here to guide us. He's here to influence our thinking patterns. He's here to cause us to feel emotions that are positive. Don't enjoy negative emotions. If you see yourself enjoying negative emotions, you must know the devil wants your soul. Now you have learned and now you know. So each time you want to nest negative emotions, tell yourself, this is not me. This is not me and this is not God. It's the enemy. He wants to have my soul. Because when he has my soul, I can self-destruct easily when he has my soul. So when you are feeling all of negative emotions, each time something happens, the first emotion that comes is a negative one. Something is wrong. Even when people do nice things for you, the first thing that comes is a negative emotion to say, ngoban, ufunan. Azathi noma umntwana abantu efika ekhaya ephethe imbali for the first time angisikade wawuyifuna ungayitholi. So manje useshintshileke useyazithola manje uza nazo. Ah, your soul comes up. God uyifuna lezi imbali kodwa mase fike nazo. Ah, kwenze njani namhlanje? Ukhaza ukuthini ukuthi kwenze njani namhlanje? Positive emotions first. Thank you, you thought of me. Thank you thought of me. Then you are guarding the condition of your soul. Guarding the condition of your soul. Yes, there are scars in our souls. Yes, there are many things that have happened in our souls, but we cannot own them and nest them. And own them and say they are ours. They are not ours. It's the enemy. It's a trade. I said earlier on, it's a language of business. He is busy wanting to beat God at his own game. He wants to beat God at his own game. So when you think it's your thing, it's not your thing, it's him. He says plus one. You thought this one was okay? Plus one. You thought this one, because he came to church and lifted up his hand and got saved, you thought this one is fine. God, what do you have? I have plus one. It's the battle of the soul. It's a profit, it's a loss, it's a gain. It's exchange for the soul. Soul. The Holy Spirit is available. Let's not allow what people think about us to haunt our minds. So from today onwards, on the journey of winning your soul, guard your thoughts, guard your emotions, guard your desires. Put a guard on your soul and check what kind of a desire is this one. Why do you always wish for people not to prosper? Sometimes even for the things that are going to benefit me. But I don't wish. Others don't even wish for their spouses to prosper. What kind, what level of nonsense is that? Because you are the one who is going to benefit from the prosperity of this man or the prosperity of this woman. No, she can't earn more than me. So what? It's the soul. Correct the soul. Even if she earns more than you, you know it's our gain. It means our lives are being taken to the next level in this home. As long as the wife also has the soul in the right place. Because the soul is what you connect with men. That's how you connect with men, through the soul. Sengithangisho nje ukuthi ayike into wrong ngokuba nonkosikazi ohola imali enkulu kunawe. When I'm let her son to another conquer her soul. Once she conquers her soul, the money is yours in the house. The money is for the whole family in the house. The problem is that we are human beings who don't have souls conquered. We don't have souls won. That is why even petty things cause us to self-destruct. Petty like money. Petty like money. Petty like money. Petty. I will say it again. Petty like money. Money is petty. Money belongs to God. Whoever makes it for the well-being of the family. It's petty. It's very petty. The Holy Spirit can be able to help you. My time is up. When you feel angry, and when you feel like not forgiving somebody who has done you wrong, who has hurt you, who has caused you pain, God wants to give you peace. God wants to give you the spirit of reconciliation. And when you lust after your selfish desires, He wants to show you His will so that He can develop the desires that are in line with His will. God wants to show you His will. God wants to take away the selfish desires and put His own desires, the desires that will cause you to pray correct prayers. Because some of us, we pray, yes, we do pray, but we don't see results of our prayers because our prayers are always centered around ourselves and our selfish desires in such a way that some of us don't even pray for other things that are positive. We always pray for the negative things. Usigade masuthandaza makukuphela 10 minutes uloku uthi bayangithakatha bangukuphela 10 minutes uzibuza uthi uvula amehlo uvula amehlo uvula amehlo uthi hayi hey, what kind of prayer is this one? Because it reflects your desire. You desire for others not to prosper. You desire for others to die. There are people who even pray and say, let them die by the end of today. Oh. And lo and behold, tomorrow they are not dead. Because you are not God. Yes. Desires of the heart. Desires of the heart. But the Holy Spirit can help us to desire correctly. To desire in line with the will of God. We need to submit ourselves to the will of God. We must desire the will of God because it is perfect. Our selfish desires are going to get us into trouble. But when we desire the will of God, we are desiring a will that is perfect. A will that is perfect. It's perfect. I'm closing. The will of God is supreme. The will of God is supreme. That's how perfect it is. It is supreme. We always faced with the choice between the will of God and our own will. We must always, always choose the will of God because it is supreme. The will of God is assuring. That is why we go around not knowing whether we can be able to face tomorrow, not knowing what tomorrow holds, not knowing whether we are coming or going, because we are not sure about our own will. But the will of God is assuring. It assures us of eternal life. Our will, we don't know where we will end up. But the will of God, we know for sure. Eternal life is guaranteed. We have to know and understand the will of God and follow it. The will of God must be known. God wants us to know His will. It's perfect in the sense that it is supreme, it is assuring, and it is known. It is open. His will is open. God will never take you into a corner and tell you that this is my will. It's public. It's in His word. It's made public. It's known. It's not a secret. It's known. It's in His word. It's in His word. Let's desire the will of God. Always know the will of God through prayer. Always know the will of God through His word. Pray to always enforce the will of God over your soul, because even your own will want to be in competition with the will of God. Always choose the will of God in prayer. Pray and enforce it over your soul. Know the will of God even through His word. And therefore, we will be able to overcome. We'll be able to overcome. We will be able to conquer our souls if we follow the will of God. And it is only the Holy Spirit who's going to communicate the will of God to us. Remember, I said through prayer, we will know the will of God. Through the word, we will know the will of God. And the Holy Spirit will help us to know the will of God. So when you go to battle, this ongoing battle for your soul, know that you are more than a conqueror. Know that you can be able to conquer your soul. Know that you are well and able by reason of the one you have submitted your soul to. You are well and able to conquer your soul, and not your soul conquering you. But you can be the one who conquers your own soul. The battle continues because the enemy does not want to go to hell all by himself. He wants us to, even though maybe we can escape hell, but live in hell here on earth. Because if your soul, the condition of your soul is not intact, you will live in hell here on earth. Your thoughts will not be in the right place. Your desires will not be in the right place. Your emotions will be all over the place. And you will live in turmoil because the condition of your soul matters here on earth. If He can't get you to hell with Him in the world to come, He can let you live in hell here on earth, even though your spirit is destined for heaven. Conquer your soul. Make it a project. Make it a project. Amen. Say, I will conquer my soul. Amen. Until Amen. It is subject to the will of God. Amen. The will of God that is supreme. The will of God that He wants us to know. The will of God that is perfect. I'm going to subject my soul, and I'm going to overcome pride. Whenever I am tempted, I'm going to remember I am an overcomer. I'm going to overcome jealousy. I'm going to overcome offense. I'm going to overcome selfishness. I'm not going to make it in any other way, but I'm going to confront the enemy and go for my soul. Let us stand. You'll overcome. You will overcome. Yes, it was painful. But you can unlearn it. The things that the enemy has embedded in your soul by reason of what you have gone through, you can unlearn and relearn the will of God for your life. I'm praying now. You are here this morning with every eye closed and every head bowed. You are here this morning, you've never given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to pray with you. That's where this whole thing will start. Amen. For you to conquer your soul. It's not nice. Even when you sleep at night, it's not nice. Things that you did not choose for yourself, but things that just happened, but have made your soul not to be at peace.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much, and keep on building.